relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, my friends. Happy New Year. It's good to be back. Thank you to those who stepped into the breach when I took a couple of days off unplanned. Something called the Wuhan virus found me, but I crushed it, and we are back here broadcasting live from just outside the swamp that is Washington, D.C., and this week is going to be a very, very special week. Anyone who can tell you what's going to happen, who dares to predict what January the 6th brings, is a liar and a con man and a grifter. Who said Linwood? Behave, behave. We will discuss him later. A man who clearly, whatever his past accomplishments, has lost his marbles. Today we will discuss what potential scenarios will be open to those involved in the official counting of the presidential electoral college votes. Because, by the way, dear friends, we don't have a president-elect. Sorry, Beijing Biden, it's not you. The president-elect is announced after the official tallies of the electoral college slates have been added up and declared by the sitting president of the Senate, who happens always to be the incumbent vice president, who right now is Mike Pence. Is he going to certify? Is he going to take those slates one by one and just add them together? The statements he's made in the last 72 hours, agreeing with the increasing number of voices that are calling for an investigation of the probity of those results, means that I don't think the president of the Senate is just going to add up those slates and declare on January the 6th who the president-elect is. And in the last 72 hours,
the numbers have exploded. The last time I was on this show, I think we had, what, two congressmen who said, I am going to object on January the 6th to the clearly fraudulent results from several battleground states. Well, as of today, that number is more than 140. And we have nigh on a dozen senators who have added their names to that list. And why is that important? Because it requires one member of the House and one senator for every single objection to an Electoral College result. After which, that objection must be debated in both the Congress and in both the House and the Senate before a vote is taken as to whether or not the objection stands. Mike Pence also has. He can't solve this by himself. Those who have been tweeting, oh, it's up to him and he can save the Republic. Garbage! Rubbish! Read the Constitution. Do you honestly believe the Founding Fathers would have given one man, one official, the power to negate a whole election? Don't be insane. That would have been like King George again. But he has great power to turn those results back to the state houses and to ask them to clarify, is this correct? Do you certify these results? If you have more than one slate of electors, and in several states we will have several slates, it is the vice president's job to ask which one of these slates stands now. So these are all the possible permutations and factors. But at the end of the day, it comes down to one thing and one thing alone. Courage to stick to the requirements of our Constitution. And the kind of courage that a fresh-faced, relatively new congresswoman, New York's District 21's representative, expressed in a little video she posted over the weekend. Her name is Elise Stefanik, and I want to share a snippet of that video just to give you hope that there are some true Americans left in this stinking, fetid city. Listen to what being a citizen politician truly sounds like. This is Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, video cut 7.
As the representative for New York's 21st Congressional District, I plan to object to certain contested electors on January 6th. I do not take this action lightly. I am acting to protect our democratic process. Article 2 and the 12th Amendment of the Constitution make clear that I have an obligation to act on this matter if I believe there are serious questions with respect to the presidential election. I believe those questions exist. Tens of millions of Americans are rightly concerned that the 2020 election featured unprecedented voting irregularities, unconstitutional overreach by unelected state officials and judges ignoring state election laws, and a fundamental lack of ballot integrity and ballot security.
Those are simply the facts of the matter, and that's why we must have an investigation. That's why those who take their oath of office seriously must say no and will object to those states where, for example, the incumbent president was winning handsomely before the vote counting was halted, only to have his poll position reversed in favor of creepy, sleepy Beijing Biden when the voting count magically started up again. It's an outrage. Will enough voices be heard? Can they stop this election? I don't know. And nobody knows. But I know that on the same day, on Wednesday, January the 6th, there will be a monumental, a gargantuan gathering of patriots here in Washington, D.C. And in fact, unlike the last two occurrences that occurred in Freedom Plaza, this MAGA march will be now patronized, I'm so happy to say, by the president himself. In fact, he has allowed the organizers to use the ellipse, that beautiful expanse of space between the White House and the Washington Memorial. It's already being prepared. The Secret Service is busy. Our good friend Katrina Pearson is in charge of that event, and you need to be here. I have friends coming from California to attend. I will be there myself. Got to get there early. Big security because of the president. Go to TrumpMarch.com to find out more. TrumpMarch.com. Americans, don't give up. Our president doesn't give up. The fight has only just begun. And those who have already thrown in the towel, who've said, well, you know, it's over, I remind you of one thing. That is the opposite of the attitude which created our nation. The greatest nation on God's earth was born out of an attitude where seemingly overwhelming odds were ignored, were laughed at. Our founding fathers took on the greatest empire the world had ever seen, a ragtag band of great men who won despite the odds. It's the spirit of 1776 again, my friends, and it's going to be quite the week. Next, somebody who has all the evidence of just how bad the steal was here on America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
It's a good sign for the day. Thank you, Mr. President. We start with a little bit of Eurythmics. Sweet dreams. I'm not sure this week is going to be made of sweet dreams. Welcome back. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host. It's good to be back in the host's chair. Thank you to everybody who stood in for me as I was battling the C-19, but we crushed it, just like the president, just like Rudy. But thank you, Jennifer Horn. Thank you, Colonel Kurt Schlichter. You did marvelously. And we have to prepare for the days ahead. I'm not expecting a lot of courage, but I think it's going to be very, very interesting. One man who knows more than most of the challenges we face is the former Attorney General for the great state of Kansas, a friend of the show, director of the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, also a professor at the great Liberty University. Philip Klein, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. Great to be with you, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you. As we were chatting in the break before we came on, I asked you, so, you know what's going to happen. You're going to tell us what's going to happen this week. And you said, I don't think anybody knows. Let me ask you thusly, are you surprised in a good way with what's happened in the last 72 hours? We went from, you know, what was it? I think it was Christmas. We had two congressmen. We had two congressmen and no senators. And now we've got 149 congressmen and women. We've got a dozen senators just saying, no, stop. We've got to investigate it. I think in large part, thanks to the work of people like you, Phil Klein. Is that a positive result? Do you think these people are serious? Are you buoyed by that result of the last few days?
Well, I think any questioning of the manner in which this election was conducted, which was lawlessness, especially in the urban core where Mr. Zuckerberg's millions, hundreds of millions of dollars flown in and dictated the way the election would be managed, I believe it's necessary, and I believe more numbers are necessary. And let me modify or amend my statement, my response to you off air. The founders, our framers of our Constitution, foresaw this day. And they actually vested authority in state legislatures. And I would say this, they also foresaw the left's effort to use the state to criminalize speech. And they enshrined in the First Amendment the right of free speech. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing a direct threat on the speech of people who want to criticize the election. We saw the Attorney General of Michigan stunningly in the United States threaten legislators with whom she disagreed with criminal investigation if they questioned the election. And now you have Democrats on the Hill asking the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate the president because he has concerns, along with millions of other Americans, about the election and the way it was conducted in Georgia with Zuckerberg's millions, with drop boxes that destroyed the chain of custody of the ballots, with late night counting stoppages and the delivery of hundreds of thousands of ballots, with hidden suitcases being pulled out of ballots after Republicans leave the room. He can't question that. The president of the United States needs to be criminally. This is the tactic of totalitarian regimes. And now it's being forwarded as a mainstream political effort of the left. I am stunned.
Yeah, and we can and we can hear it in your voice. It truly is stunning. As somebody whose parents lived under totalitarian regimes, and as a person who chose America because it is that shining city on the hill, this is the last thing that I or many, many other Americans expected. Let me ask you, maybe it's hard to give an empirical response to this, but we're used to the lack of backbone and the lack of commitment to the oath of office that we have witnessed in Washington, D.C. for generations now. But how much of this, you mentioned it briefly, how much of the current crisis, and it truly is a constitutional crisis, is less a factor of the rampant cowardice in this city? And how much is it really, if you drive it back, a function of cowardice and unconstitutional behavior in the state houses, which our Constitution delineates as the political organ which decides how elections are run? Can we say the locus of responsibility is more at the state level, Phil Klein?
Well, I think a big part of it is, but not necessarily out of intentional conduct. I was a state legislator for 8 years, and most of these state legislators are part-time. And unlike our congressmen who are there the entire time, these folks don't have a lot of staff, and they're really beholden to the full-time bureaucracy. And they've been lied to. I remember, Sebastian, when I first became a legislator, most of what everybody told me in my orientation was about what I couldn't do. And it took me about 6 months to figure out that's a bunch of hogwash. I am an independent elected official. And yes, I can do what I believe is right. So many of these folks don't even know the authority that they hold. And that was our conference call that Got Freedom, which is affiliated C4 of ours, hosted with about up to 300 legislators just last Saturday. And we had Dr. Eastman on there. And others, Dr. Navarro, and we explained to them their authority under the Constitution. They can meet. They don't have to wait for a governor to say you can meet. They don't have to wait for the paperwork to get in. They can meet and then decide whether the election should be certified. Now, here's the shocker in America, and there are many of them, unfortunately, over these past few months. The United States Constitution vests the authority and responsibility directly in state legislatures to choose presidential electors. And they haven't even met as a body since the election to certify or decertify the election. And they're being told they can't. And that is a lie. And it is not consistent with our Constitution, the supreme law of the land. And here now you have the left actually saying it would be a crime. The governor of Michigan, for you to meet, the governor of Michigan mobilized the state police on December 14th to forcibly keep Republicans out of the Capitol while she allowed Democrats in to certify the electors. That's what every mouth and every ink pen of any journalist should be speaking about. That type of totalitarianism being exhibited by the governor of Michigan and not allowing the people's representatives and those vested with constitutional authority to meet and discuss the election.
We are a republic for a reason, not a democracy, not a mobocracy. It's not 50% of the people plus one get to do whatever they want. We are a republic of states. Maybe those state representatives truly don't know the awesome power they have. We will continue with the director of the Amistad Project, former Kansas Attorney General. Follow him right now on Twitter, Phil with two L's, Phil D. Klein, Liberty University. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Evidence! Evidence! They always say, but there's no evidence! That's a lie, and you're being lied to. Read it for yourselves. Go to the Amistad Project. Go to got-freedom.org/evidence, and you'll find all the evidence you need to see that they tried to steal this election. That's got-freedom.org/evidence. And the man who has helped collect that evidence and fight for the truth is former Kansas Attorney General, guest of the show, good friend of America First, Phil Klein. Follow him, Phil, two L's, D. Klein on Twitter. Phil, can I... This is hard because, you know, only God looks into the soul of men. We can't. But let me just ask it anyway. I asked you how responsible the state houses are for what we've seen in the last 2 months in America. And you said, well, you know, these aren't politicians. These are part-time legislators. And they just don't even know the awesome power they have and their constitutional responsibilities. Okay. And if they did, would they have the courage to do what's right? What's your gut feeling?
Some of them would not. And this is based on my personal experience. You know, each major decision in life involves the temptation to what I call wrestle ghosts. And especially if you're an elected official, they think about, well, how is this group going to perceive me? What would this reporter do with it? And this guy's ahead of me right now in office, but if he ends up getting in a scandal or dies in a car wreck, I might become emperor. And then they forget to do what's right with the information in front of them and to have faith that doing the right thing is always the right thing to do.
So wrestling with ghosts. So you mean preoccupation with things that really don't matter?
That's right. That shouldn't matter in decisions of conscience and what is ethical and what is right.
Okay, let's talk about the current situation ahead of us. I get angry, and tell me if this is misplaced. I get angry with those, and some of them are senators. It blows my mind, who say, yes, and let's fix this so it doesn't happen again. Well, hang on. I want to stop it happening now, Phil. Am I crazy? Well,
I think you make a good point, Sebastian, by saying let's not let it happen again. You are admitting it shouldn't have happened in the first
place. Yes. All right. So this week, we've got a couple of days left until the ominous count of the Electoral College vote. We've got the call for a special emergency commission. Is there any chance of an emergency commission getting to the bottom of what needs to be gotten to the bottom of in just a matter of days before the inauguration, Phil Klein?
Well, I think that there is substantial evidence to not certify the election right now. But I don't think the answer is a congressional commission. I think it's state legislatures. They should be allowed to meet, and they should, as a body, vote up or down whether to certify the presidential electors. That's what the Constitution contemplates and requires. That's what has not been done. And so if Congress and the vice president, this is on the vice president, I believe that he could say, we need to give America 10 days to let these legislatures meet to have their vote as a body. They've had a governor who's locked up the state capitol against them. That's wrong. America should allow the Constitution to function and the state legislatures to meet. And if the vice president says that and then says he will come back once they've met, I think that that's appropriate action.
So let me be clear here. What you're calling for in his role as president of the Senate, the man who announces the results of the Electoral College, Vice President Mike Pence, should request that every state house come together for official session and to certify or decertify their results.
Yeah, well, yes. And there are state legislators that are requesting that of the vice president. They are saying, let us meet. But you know, we can't meet now. Give us a little bit of time to meet to actually debate this and then vote on certification. They have the right to do that under the Constitution. Now, there are going to be plenty of naysayers. We call them tree seekers in Kansas. If you come to Kansas, western Kansas, there are no trees out in the prairie. You can run as fast as you can and not run into anything. These are folks who find the tree and run headlong into it. And they say, you can't do that. You can't do this. No, wait a minute. These are independent elected officials that are granted authority under the United States Constitution, the supreme law of the land. So, yes, they can meet.
Tree seekers, they can meet and they should meet. I've learned something today. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. It's going to be quite the week. Follow him, Phil, 2 L's, Phil D. Klein on Twitter, got-freedom.org and got-freedom.org/evidence for all the evidence of the election fraud. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I'm back. We crushed C-19 and I feel better than ever. Why? Because in part, I take my balance of nature every single day. I'm not a big vegetable guy. Come on, I'm a meatitarian. But whenever I take those 6 little capsules, 3 for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, and I feel fabulous. Get 35% off your first free order and free shipping. Thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard right now if you use my name. Don't hesitate. Start 2029. Steady on. Start 2021 the right way. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. This is America First.
The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Tom, what has happened to you? Senator Tom Cotton. He doesn't want to challenge the results of the election. Huh. Why is that? Are you planning something? Do you think you'll be the next President Tom Cotton? What a disappointment. You were seen as somebody A little Trumpian, perhaps? MAGA-based? But now you're going rhino on us? Let's get your take on what is happening on Capitol Hill and what do you expect in the next few days. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. And if you're in New York, I want your reaction. Did you see that video of Mayor de Blasio and his wife? It's very hard to even believe that they have no comprehension of what it looks like when you're the mayor of a city that your policies are destroying. You've banished New Yorkers from celebrating in Times Square, but you and your wife on a podium in the middle of Times Square get to dance in the new year. I mean, it makes Nancy Pelosi and her $23,000 fridge look tame. The utter absence of any self-awareness. But I guess that's who they are. Really very disturbing. Let's go to your calls. I've just had a very nice little repast, a little slice of a delightful vanilla cake with white icing, vanilla icing, and fruit on top. Why did I mention this? Oh, I don't know. Did it come from Brooklyn? Judy, line four. Happy New Year.
It was a colluded effort from all your fans and Jeff. And thank goodness for his wife, because she arranged it, I'm sure.
I'm very glad that Jeff has survived the experience of getting that cake here in a way that satisfied Judy, the purveyor. But we have partaken of it today. Jeff is still in one piece, and it was lovely. And it's very thoughtful. It's our anniversary. How many years have we been doing this? It's our third year that we're doing this show. And thank you for our anniversary celebration. But Judy, why did you call us today?
Well, I got lots to say. Number one, welcome back. You were missing in action. You liked Newsmax more than we did.
Oh, I didn't even mention that. Did you like my little sojourn onto the Newsmax to host Greg Kelly's show? I had a lot of fun. Could you tell?
No, I could tell that you're a lot of fun, but you're not in your comfort zone. I know you better. You were not loose enough. I can tell you.
You're absolutely. I give it to you. I'll admit it. I said to Jeff, we discussed it afterwards. He was sitting there in the studio with me. The medium is different. I use the word stiff. A TV show, you're a little bit more you've kind of corralled in. It's different from what I do here. And of course, you picked it up because you're Judy from Brooklyn.
Oh, I pick up a lot of stuff. You'd be shocked. Listen, Dr. Gorka, first of all, last week I told you a lovely, what's his name? What's his name?
Schlichter, Colonel K, my guest host.
Yeah. I basically told him that I went at all out Gorka. I have a new verb. It's your name I use as a verb. It's like a verb. I went all out Gorka on an election fraud denier. Like, I went ballistic, okay? I gorked the guy, okay?
Oh, so what happened? Somebody said to you that there was no election fraud. Do they not know who you are?
No fraud. And then, they're speaking about A.G. Barr. I said, okay, I'm not going to let you be dishonest. You're not going to tell me this. And I just went ballistic. I went all out Gorka on him. But you know what?
What?
I want to tell you something. Okay,
I need to know. What does it mean to go all out? Is he in a little puddle now or what?
It means that if someone deserves to be said that they are a punk, then they're a punk, okay? That's what it means, okay?
It wasn't Jim Acosta, was it?
No. And wait a minute. And if someone's going to sit and lie in my face, and we're not going to allow that, Dr. Gorka, we're for the truth, right? You are for the truth, and so are all of us. So I basically went all out Gorka on him. I said, no, you're going to be honest about things. So moving on, okay. I called about something else. I want to know if you enjoy the cake. You deserve it. Deserve it. I wanted to do it last year. It didn't work out. So thank God it worked out this year. From all your fans. It's not just from me. It's from everybody.
Thank you.
So, okay. So they're afraid of a civil war. They don't care about evidence.
Who's afraid? I'm not afraid. Who's afraid of a civil war?
Okay, you're not. You're not, but I'm telling you. The judges and these finalist judges. They're afraid that there's going to be a civil war and this and that. Let me tell you. You ready for this? So They don't care about evidence, okay? This is definitely an orchestrated coup, well orchestrated from all over. So here, this is what I'm thinking, Dr. Gorka. You know, these devious stealers and cheaters of these Democrat Party and whoever did all this, you know, they have an army of intimidators. Think about it. Their army of intimidators are Antifa, BLM Inc., the Marxist group, and anarchists, even the Chinese people stuck in there, and God knows who else, where they have their lawlessness and disorder. Well, you know what? I'm serious. I'm fed up, and I say like this. We need to have our commander-in-chief, that's President Trump, who is our president. He was definitely elected again, no question about it, 67% in 12 o'clock midnight, November 3rd, okay? Even with all the cheating before and then after.
You've got 60 seconds left. What has to happen next, Judy?
I tell you what's got to happen. Let's see what happens. But I feel for law and order, we have an army of our own. And if anything happens, we should bring in our own army. We should demand audits. We should demand Dominion machine to be checked. We should demand anything that we need to demand to make this an honest, fair election that should have happened and didn't happen. And we have our own army to put down these intimidators that are Antifa and disorders that they're afraid of a civil war. Well, I'm not afraid. We have to fight now, not in 2023.
Right. I agree with you, but let me just be very, very specific about this. They have their intimidators. And what we're going to do is not intimidation, but we're going to fight for the truth. God bless you. Happy New Year, Judy. The cake, in the name of all our listeners, our anniversary celebration cake, was splendid. God bless you. We're going to get back to your calls here in a moment. John, Scott, Antoinette, and Robert, don't go anywhere. Cake's great, isn't it? But what did your mother always tell you? Eat your vegetables! I know. And we still come up with excuse. Oh, am I not doing... I thought it was balance of nature. Is it Relief Factor? Okay, Relief Factor. We're going to talk about balance of nature. But first, if you're in pain and you have found relief nowhere else, then you must try this product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 years ago. That's crazy. Within 2 weeks, I was pain-free. Don't listen to my testimony. See the incredible multiple video testimonies at relieffactor.com. Then find out for yourself if it could work for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them at 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. You take that 3-week quick starter pack morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
CNN's report that two Republican congressmen believe at least 140 of their colleagues will rise next Wednesday against certifying Joe Biden's landslide in the Electoral College is ominous news for this nation. Make no mistake about these 140 Republican representatives. They are scum.
Then what does that make you, Keith Olbermann? Really? At least they were elected to office. And at least they take their oath of office seriously. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Interesting news here from Breitbart. Joe Biden's inaugural parade has been cancelled. Now, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but why would that happen? They've obtained an email from the U.S. Army stating the active National Guard and Reserve units will not be marching as planned and are no longer needed. Is sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden afraid? Or will the Chinese military be providing the honor guard for the putative president? Let's post that story. That's by Kyle Olson, Breitbart.com. Interesting. Everybody needs to check it out. Let's go to California. Line 3, welcome back. Happy New Year, Antoinette.
Hey, Dr. G. Happy New Year's to you guys. You know, Happy anniversary. I was with you on your first day of broadcasting because I had met you at Town Hall in Pasadena in October that year. So happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, I'm just letting you guys know our warrior women that we normally protest, Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, a number of the women are headed to Washington, D.C., so that's taken care of.
I know. I have friends who are coming from California. It's crazy. I think it's going to be huge.
It's going to be gigantic. Plus, the other thing is, for those of us that can't go to D.C., we're going to L.A., the City Hall, at 9 in the morning on Wednesday, and also at the federal buildings in L.A. So, you know, and then there's some that are going to go to Sacramento. But that's what we're going to be doing on the 6th, 9 in the morning, L.A. City Hall, 200 North Spring Street, or a federal building in L.A. at 9 a.m. for continuing this protest, because we believe, God, we cannot give up. We are the warrior women, and we love you, Dr. G. We miss you. Happy New Year's.
I only wish you could be with us, but I'm so glad to hear that you have your own plan to take the voice of the American people to the swamp in Los Angeles. Happy, happy 2021. Antoinette, who's been with us from the beginning. I can't believe we've started our third year. Not even COVID can keep us down. Because it's just, you know, a cheap Chinese knockoff. God bless you all. 1 hour down, two to go. We're going to have two members of Congress, Freedom Fighters, with us in the next hour. And then the president's attorney, warrior princess for the truth, one of your favorites, Jenna Ellis. So wherever you are,